patterned. Yes, yes, people. Apologies on that. Some minor technical difficulties, but we're here and we are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another Sarcasm City TV special. For those that haven't seen the Sarcasm City TV specials before, it's where I sit down. It's a one-on-one live stream with the biggest and best content creators in the game, people. We had Troops on yesterday, not only talking all things Arsenal currently with Arteta, Arsenal chasing down the Premier League and Champions League, but also his backstory as well. Because what this show is all about, from a selfish perspective, it's all about me getting to sit down one-on-one with people I'm fans of, people I've watched and now I'm blessed to have worked with, and also about giving people their flowers. That's what it's also for. Don't wait till people pass away and are no longer here to say how great people are and how they affected people and how great they were at what they did. So this person needs no introduction, but gotta give him a huge introduction in regards to one. I think he's criminally underrated, and that's criminally with, in all capital letters, bold, italic, underlined. Because one, he was a part of the first wave. Man's been out here 10 years, maybe even more, but it's definitely around that. Like I said, fan camps. So he was there from that era doing fan camps, and then he's transitioned to more, he's still doing fan camps, still going viral, but also now doing the live streams. From a selfish perspective, was the first non-Manchester United fan to put me on. So when people are like, why is there so many Chelsea fans and Chelsea panelists and Chelsea fans in the chat? It's because of him. And I salute him for that all the time, because he was the first guy to say, yo, Flawless is cold at what he does. Sarcasm City TV is cold. Like, this is a place to be, because he was the first Chelsea fan here and he didn't have to do that. Blessed to be on his channel, Shameless FC. We're also two-fourths of the Back Again podcast as well. And again, like I said, his footballing knowledge, again, criminally underrated. And I think it's criminally underrated because of how funny he is. I say this all the time. He's one person, verbally, I am shook to spar with. And I will say that, super shook to spar with, because when he fires back, it cuts deep. You know what I'm saying? And that, like, he'll say shit, and I'm like, whoa. Like, that hurt. And I've seen him do this to countless people over and over and over again. And I'm blessed to call him a brother as well. I am super blessed to call him a brother. I've rolled to 40k on his channel. And like I said, man, criminally underrated. Got to welcome my don, my bro in the building, Carefree Lewis G. Yes, family, what are you saying?
Big up, man. Appreciate the intro as always. You always do it the best out of everybody. But big up, my guy. Big up to chat as well. Big up to my regulars. I see you all, Warrior, Maldini, Georgie. Right. Big up to everybody in there. It's great to be back here. I always look forward to these shows because it's like, it's part casual, just a casual conversation, yeah. Part just venting about football, and I've needed a lot of that in the last 18 months. But yeah, it is good to be back. I feel like, yeah, this is the second stream I've done since I started jury service, and I've got an opportunity to drink and just relax.
Yeah, man,
so
relax.
I'm looking forward to the show.
I kick back, and I got to give Lewis his credit as well, people, and obviously, you see, and you lot will see, and I'll see how hard people work, like, once we're watching. But when me and Lewis did that, man, and I forgot to say this in the intro, the Manchester City-Chelsea game, I was like, oh, Lewis, a different animal with this. Because I was knackered during that. Not only are you watching the game and engaging in the game, you're also patterning the panel, you're also on the soundboard, you're also watching the comments, people. And I was like, oh, there's levels to this. 110%. So again, Lewis, gotta give you your flowers, and it's always great, you know what I'm saying, having you on the show.
Years of trying to do vlogs and titles and all sorts of stuff on match days. The live stream just ends up being light work after that.
See, that's there's levels to this. You know what I'm saying? There's levels to this. And like I said, it's all about giving your flowers. And I say to you, big up every time for all the assistance you've given me in this game and in this space and with the channel as well. So salute to you. And you lot, make
hey,
sure
I'm just glad to see the channel growing, man. Like I said, for you as well, you're criminally underrated yourself.
Love
10k family. Well overdue, man. It should be 20k hopefully very soon, but
yeah, man,
you're gonna keep growing, just as we all are, just as we
facts.
All are.
We're gonna keep working. And before we start off the show, people, make sure you run up the likes first and foremost. Hit the like button on the video expeditiously. Make sure you share this across all the socials as well. And that's me, Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV. And subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. And again, subscribe to Lewis's channel as well. Link is in the title, Carefree Lewis G. It's underneath in the description and on the featured channel page. And we will get to all things Poch and the owners and Chelsea's current season. But before we get into all that, we want to jump in the time machine, fam. We want to go back to the very, very beginning of your journey in the content creator space. Don't miss out any important events, any important people. Like when you became, when you knew, just like, all right, I'm starting to become a star, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, like when you initially started, I'm saying from the very beginning, like zero subscribers on your own channel or like first fan cam and things of that nature.
Yeah, like I used to odd fan cams in like 15, 16 for Chelsea Fan TV. No, it wasn't Chelsea Fan TV. What was the channel called at the time? Chelsea Fans Channel. That was okay, it. Okay. She's like the odd fan cam there, but they were never really consistent with it, or they would only be there for like 10, 15 minutes and dip. So I started doing it on 100% Chelsea. I remember I used to just go on there after every home game and then just see the comments, see what people are saying. Most of the time, people just agreed with everything I was saying. And then I remember Sammy, big up to Sammy. He was one of the producers there at the time. He said, brother, you should try to do this a little bit more. Try and get a bit more involved in the channel because people like listening to you. So I was like, okay. Cool. And like this was like pure positive Lewis because it was 16-17. We were top of the league, 13 wins in a row, breaking records left, right, and center. It was the real good old days where we were just cooking everything in sight.
Yeah.
So we go through that season, doing most of the fan cams and everything. I meet AFTV for the first time before the 2017 Cup final. I think it was Robbie, DT, Troops. They brought Claude and Ty along as well. Rest in peace to Claude every single time.
Facts.
17-18 is when I started getting involved more because a lot of people left 100% Chelsea and it was literally just me and Louis. I remember I was doing titles, I was doing the cameras for the fan cams, I was doing the match day vlog, I was doing the edits. Like my match days after a game would be like 6-7 hours long, just getting
So you wasn't really interested in it from the beginning. So when you started it in 15-16, because it wasn't really consistent, even though the Chelsea was agreeing with you.
No. Yeah, 16, okay. 17, I was thinking about, but I just didn't really know what to do except vlogging. So I was just starting off with that.
So what was it that, when did the penny drop? When was it that made you go, you know what? All right, I'm going to run with this, like in 16, 17. Like, I'm going to do this consistently and start vlogging and fan cams, et cetera, et cetera.
What was it? I remember I just said I wanted to get more involved with the channel and then Louis was like to me, okay. So what do you want to do? And my dumbass hadn't really thought that far ahead. I was like, okay. So, I remember there was this Tottenham fan, George Achillea, that was it. I used to love watching his Tottenham vlogs at the time. So I was like, I want to make something like that. So I'll do vlogging. Started it. Louis, the lazy shit, never edited anything. So none of them went out for like 2 months. Jesus. And then Sammy went and did it. And it actually started getting well. Then the next season, I did it myself because I was like, you know what? I've learned early. I can't rely on any of you lot, so I'm just going to do it myself. Then I had to start doing everything else. Sammy left because he got fucked over by Louis. Mm-hmm. Then me and Lawrence left the year after because we both got fucked over by Louis. Yeah. Then the channel died. He got sacked by Robbie.
Damn.
And we were on Chelsea Fan TV with Sammy. Because as soon as me and Lawrence found out we got fucked over by Louis, he was like, well, I'm actually enjoying my time here at Chelsea Fan TV. You lot should just roll through here. And I thought, okay, cool. I mean, you're going to pay me first and foremost.
First?
That's more than I'm getting over here. So cool. Cool. I'm over. So I was on pure vibes FC for the rest of 18-19.
Yeah.
And as soon as that was done, I was like, yep, I'm out. Peace. Louis was pissed off about it. But while that was happening, Robbie and Tao were taking all of their equipment and all of the socials off him meeting by meeting before sacking him. They longed it out, but they were also annoyed they didn't speak to us before because they just have us running the channel instead.
Oh,
and it's a shame because that channel was blowing up at the time. It was just
because that's where I think that's where I first seen you was on that channel. Yeah, that was where I first seen you. It would have been that channel, yeah. It would have been.
I remember the first time I met Saeed there was after I think you guys beat us in the FA Cup. It was like interim Ollie times and everything.
Oh, jeez.
Like, yeah, me and Louis were having hella arguments that season. He wasn't getting along with my ex at the time, and both of them were just unbearable as hell.
It's crazy.
He was trying to control me bunning zoots at games. Like, I was like, bro, go away, man. Half this channel is being run through me. Like, I don't care. If I want to go bun the zoo, I'm going to go bun the zoo.
And he's trying to stop. And what was his reasoning for trying to stop you from smoking?
it like decreases productivity. And I'm like, you ain't vlogging. I know I can vlog fine after bunning a zoot.
That's
fan outrageous. Cams. Yeah, I'm not bunning a zoot before fan cams. I can't be bothered for that. But on the way to the game, yes.
Yeah.
After I've got my vlog sorted. After the fan cam, yes.
Yeah, of course.
You're just a control freak.
Okay. Right. I got you. I hear you.
And then that's why there was like 7-8 people on that channel at the start of 18-19, and then there was nobody by the end because everybody just got sick of Louis.
Okay, did the whole issues with the channel and Louis make you want to stop? Or was you like, you know what, let me just move elsewhere and continue this? Did it affect you?
Yeah, I was going to keep going, regardless.
Okay, so you saw
channel, it was just like, I never really started pushing on my personal channel until lockdown.
Okay.
That was when I was like, okay, I ain't got anything to do. Let me actually focus on this a little bit. I do wish I'd started a few years earlier. Like, if I had the knowledge I have now, back in 2019, I'd be on like 150k by now.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Better late than never.
Yeah, so hindsight's a wonderful thing, though. Like you said, better late than never, and now you are thriving. So then, what was it like first being over, and then you've left, and you've gone to Chelsea Fan TV? What was that like? Did you feel the elevation in regards to the views, analytics, getting recognised, etc.?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just... Well, I'm getting paid first off.
That helps.
There's that. Working under Sammy was amazing. Sammy's a very chill boss. Bear as well. So like, it was just improvement all around. Sophie was just professional. Easy to work with. All I was there for was just to literally just do my vlogs as usual and do previews with her. And that was it. But
okay,
I enjoyed my time working with them a lot. But then they both left to go do their own thing. Sophie got the OnlyFans bag. Sammy, I think, has been working for the BBC or something like that since. But they're doing well with Alex. Alex is running the channel really well
I think Alex is brilliant. Shout out to Alex. I think he's very, very good at what he does. Yeah, shout out to Alex.
Yeah. Big up to Alex, although the Poch opinions, no.
Yeah, that's but, wild. But oh he was, he oh tried to God. Sell. He tried to tell me Mount was a good player a couple seasons ago. But here we are. So, yeah, but shout out to Alex each and every time.
Oh,
not the fan cam when we last played you, because I got interviewed by I can't remember the guy's name.
Charlie.
Charlie, yeah, shout out to Charlie. It was Charlie this season, and the season before, it was Alex. And he was trying to tell me about Mount, and I was like, Mount don't start for you lot, and you lot are 10th. What are we doing here? But hey, there's just
because I remember you beat us 4-1, and I was like, I don't care, we're leaving Mason Mount here.
Leaving Mason all that Mount. Matters. I was pissed, still pissed, but here we are. Here we are. So then you've gone over to Chelsea Fan TV. You said obviously it was where Sophie was there working. What was the name of the guy again? You mentioned
Sammy.
Sammy, that was it. Sammy was there. Then they've left. So then was you like, okay, was it the same thought process? Just keep going with Chelsea Fan TV.
Yeah, by that point, like I've been streaming on my channel for like 2 years now. So like, I was comfortable where I was. It's just keep growing with both channels. So look at the new ownership. Had nothing wrong with them. Like, they were all calm. And, we've been very consistent since then. The only problem this season has just been no Europe. Same thing for the players as for us. Dead midweek because of that.
There's no midweek game to talk about, whether it's Champions League or whether it's Europa League. So when was it for you, you was like, I'm getting notoriety. Like, you was like, right, like, I'm getting... Because just to clarify, people, anytime I'm with Lewis, I've been with Lewis in London, Manchester, think Liverpool as well. Any place we've been, Lewis gets recognised crazy. It was like Carnival the amount of times. Oh, Chelsea! You know what I'm saying? Constantly.
Carnival was long, bro.
Carnival was crazy. I thought it was bad for me, but it happened to Lewis so much. Oh, you're the Lewis guy. It happens in Manchester, like I said. So when was it a certain thing that happened? Was it working with someone where you're like, oh, I'm starting to get notoriety in this thing. My brand is growing. I'm at a certain point.
I don't know, you know. Like, I want to say maybe when I started working with AFTV a little bit.
Okay.
Or around 17, 18. So remember, 17, 18, I was losing my head a lot. That was pre-weed as well. So, like, I had no copium. It was just, okay, I've got to deal with a Bakayoko and Willian disaster class. So I just got to firm it. Great.
That's crazy. Willian hit the first man from corners.
Willian, Victor Moses. Like, Victor Moses was good for one season. That second season, he was a bag of crap. Yeah, that season was a mess. But like the vlogs were doing crazy views. The fan cams were doing a madness as well. 18-19 was crazy too. Because obviously we were just stinking it out away from home. Losing at the Emirates. We got battered 6-0 at City.
Jesus.
4-0 at Bournemouth. I think there was another game in between that we lost. Everton. Wolves.
Yeah.
Remember that Wolves vlog? Like, we got stranded on the other side of Birmingham because Scott's car got a flat tire. Big up, Scott. So we had to leave Scott and Louis there. Get an Uber.
Jesus.
40 quid to get up to Wolves for half time. We're 1-0 up just to see us bottle it and lose 2-1. I was fuming. I was like, why did I bother? Also, I had three of my mates, including my ex's ticket at the time, and they all had to go get spares. So it was just a mess all around. There were so many L's that night.
Fuck. Yeah, that's crazy. That is nuts. For real, for real. So there wasn't, so outside of a, yeah, let's go there actually. AFTV. How did that come about and what was it like working with AFTV? Because they're the juggernaut at that point. They are, that's the creme de la creme. Like if you're on there, you're getting seen by millions upon millions.
At the time, I thought it was just because Louis knew them. Now I know that they own the channel and like they were just working with 100% Chelsea for every single Arsenal-Chelsea match, which, again, makes sense. But makes sense. That's how I got to know them. I met them for the 2017 Cup final.
Yeah.
I remember how gassed we all were going into that game and we got absolutely cooked for 90 minutes. Should have lost 6-1. I wasn't even angry. I was just there in shock. Like, you lot really came to this game hungover. Fez. Damn. I can't even say nothing. You lot just broke records winning the league. Like, Jesus. It's just annoying, but whatever. And their first goal was bullshit. Offside and a handball, but thank you, Anthony Taylor, as usual.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Taylor tax, we know all about that. So yeah, working with AFTV. And what was it like working with, because he's mentioned troops being over there, obviously other big content creators, but other people you've worked with as well. Like, how did, like, troops, for instance, like, first meeting him, what was that like? I'm presuming, like me and many others in the chat, you was a fan first and foremost.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, a while now. This is years.
Like, the first time I met them, I was like, "Rah, that's actually troops, you know. That's Claude." Crazy. Yeah. But then you just get to know them and they're just the exact same people, just off camera. On and off camera, they're the exact... Like, Claude and Ty will start arguing over anything.
They like that.
That is not just something for the cameras. These men would start arguing over where to go for lunch. Like, just any random thing. And you just sit there and watch and just be like, Ross, so... Like, I already knew this wasn't for the cameras in general, but it's like, no, you lot just argue over anything.
Anything, they just clarified, it's beyond football.
DT would be just there venting about something or just on his phone, and Troops would be billing it.
Yeah. So that's why you and Troops got on. Yeah. Because he's smoking, so automatically you better.
Like... And Louis just sitting there looking annoyed because I'm bunning suits.
See, that's crazy. I even hold that. Yeah, like especially when you're being productive and the channel is booming. That is crazy for facts. And
especially when you love drinking alcohol all the time. The one thing I say, you can't get at me about weed when you're drinking something that could actually kill you.
That's true.
Something that you could drink a lot of and you literally will not be able to do your job. I could bun about 3 zoots, I'll be fine.
Yeah, you're still gonna be productive. You're productive.
If you have about 4 or 5 drinks and you're lightweight, you're not gonna be able to do that.
Oh, facts.
If you reach a certain limit with alcohol, you're not going to be able to do your job. Weed, I could keep going. I'll be fine.
Nah, but I have to fully hear that. Fan cams, was there any infamous fan cam? Like, what was your first viral fan cam? The one that blew up in regards to numbers and got notoriety and you was receiving feedback, whether it was positive or quote-unquote, you're being negative, even though he's probably just criticizing Chelsea for a
literally first match day of 17-18. And we lost 3-2 to Burnley at home. I remember I had the fucking Bukayo Saka tips and everything. It was an absolute mess back then. But I remember we were 3-0 down at halftime. Mm. Came back 3-2, but still lost the game. I was fuming. And I was like, look, I don't care if we're Premier League champions.
Yeah.
If we don't pattern this shit up, we're not making top 4.
It's going to be a problem. I remember that game, actually.
And I remember everybody was ripping me. Like, what's this guy trying to talk about? He's pretending to be AFTV and everything. We finished 5th that season. You finished fifth. That was the first match day of the season. And that weren't just it. There was a few others. Well, there was the Tottenham one. Both ones where you lost 3-1 to Tottenham because my vlogs just had me giving Dele Alli hella abuse. Four 1 Watford. Remember, Sidemen reacted to that a few years ago. The 3-0 loss to Newcastle. Yep. Yeah. I remember that one, and that one was another one. Man United away, that one didn't do too much. I remember we lost that one 2-1. I think it was Lukaku or Lingard who scored the win. No, they both scored. Palace away, that was it. I said Batshuayi was as useless as a condom with a hole in it. That was the first one that went viral. That was it. Even more than the Burnley one at the start.
Yeah. I remember, like, it was crazy as I remember that Burnley game, and I remember the Sidemen responding to it. I think because De La Feu responded to it in regards to you.
Yeah, he responded to that a few months ago. I was like, rah, this video is still surfacing.
Legendary, man. That's, you make classics, family. That's what it is. Your content is classic, so people are going to keep reverting back to them months later and years later, and that will live on as well.
That I do miss vlogging to a point, but I just can't be bothered for Poch Ball.
We will talk about Chelsea currently and Poch, man, I say, Huddersfield at home as well. Do you remember that one?
Yes, actually. Yeah, because we drew 1-1. It was the last home game of the season. We needed to win to at least have control of the top four race.
Yeah.
And we just missed chance for fun. And they got an equaliser, which kept them up in the table. Well, kept them up in the league for that season. That one was before the Newcastle 3-0 loss on the last day of the season. So it was a really shit end.
There was
probably a few more. I don't remember for the life of me. But 17-18 was the first one where we really started to blow up.
So that's when it went viral. And you seen that in regards to not only the views, numbers, your social numbers as well, interactions. What was that like? Because that would have been a new experience now, receiving more replies, because you became, and still are, you're a head honcho of that. You are the fan cam I look for. I'm going Chelsea Fan TV now. Back then, I'm going to your fan cam. So what was that like, becoming the face of it, becoming the go-to guy?
Bro, I'm still not used to it. Like, it's mad when people still come up to me and say they enjoy watching my content. So, rah. Okay, Fez. Appreciate that. Bless. But yeah, it's mad. It's weird realizing that, but I think I never really realized the amount of people who listen to my content. So yeah, to everybody watching, as always, big up. Love you, man, every single time. But yeah, it takes a lot of getting used to. I feel like some people are more comfortable with it. I wouldn't say I'm not comfortable with it, but it always catches me out, if anything.
It does. And you became, so then obviously that being the big season where you blew up, the channels blew up. What was your plan? What was your thought process that summer in regards to the channel? Was it double down, more content, more previews, more vlogs, fan cams, etc., etc.? Were you looking at it to expand, or was you like, you know what, let's just keep going? Or was there more thought gone into it?
I just wanted to keep making 100% Chelsea grow. That was my main plan at the time. And then just turned that into a job, but then I didn't deep that the biggest problem was Louis in charge of it all. So I started focusing on Chelsea Fan TV, and then I just started focusing on my own channel. Lockdown gave me enough time to build that up and just start focusing on that more since.
Yeah, because we had to get to that in regards to not only Chelsea Fan TV, but your own channel, because you've had it a number of years now. When was you like, okay, let me take that seriously? And what was the thought process that went into that? Because it seems you're very much just like, you know what, this gonna work. So was there much thought into it in regards to a plan with your own channel? Or was you like, all right, let me just work alongside Chelsea Fan TV and this is gonna work?
See, for me, like, me and Sammy were having back and forths over growing Chelsea Fan TV, because Chelsea Fan TV had a lot of simp followers at the time because of Sophie. And I was like, that shit ain't sustainable, bro. I get it. You can slap her in a video and you're going to get views, but I look at the watch time. The watch time reeks, because they're not staying to listen. Like, they're just there to look, and then they're there to bounce. So I'm saying, like, we need to be doing a little bit more. We need to be trying to add different people in. And it just wasn't really working out. So I was starting to focus a bit more on my channel. Mm-hmm. And then by that point, Sophie had already left anyway because she was making so much on OnlyFans. There wasn't a point. But by then, I'd already started doing videos regularly. And that was just it at the start. But then after we lost 3-1 to Arsenal, I thought, fuck this. I can't be asked to do a video. I'm going live instead. Just been streaming ever since. That's just it. I just stumbled on streaming by accident. I was like, I can't be asked to record a video after this. I'm just going live. I can't be bothered.
That's fair. It seems that's very much been, there's a theme here with that in regards to you're just like, all right, this is going to work. And just stumbling across things and be like, yeah, let's try this. And because mm-hmm. you are talented and the people, you have a name and the people that
like you. I was doing watch-alongs on Chelsea Fan TV and call-in shows during lockdown.
I remember
I do a video on my channel in between that. But I just thought, let's take an hour to set up. I'm pissed off. I'm fuming. Mm. Just sent the link to my mate Ben, who was on the stream as well. I was like, come on, we're just going live on here. Fuck this. Just vented for like an hour or two and then went straight into that call-in show. Like the match days during lockdown used to be about 8 hours long. Mm. With the watch-along, then the review, then the call-in show, that would just be as long as however many people wanted to hop on. And there's only so many times you can hear the same opinion on repeat. True. Or you're just like, so what's your thoughts on the game, mate? What's your thoughts on it? Oh, you thought he played well. Okay, that's a new one. All right, cool. Genuinely just wanted like a 5-minute break to go for a zoot, but I knew I couldn't do that.
So then what was the switch from, okay, no watch along, not doing watch alongs on Chelsea Fan TV, doing watch alongs on your own channel, no longer doing the fan calling shows, going live? Was it just again stumbling across it and you was like, this works?
No, like we stopped doing that after, I mean, once fans got allowed back into grounds, and then I was just going to all the Chelsea games. Hmm. That or I was on DR Sports because I was doing a lot of watch alongs on there in the 21-22 season.
Yeah.
Then I stopped working with DR Sports and then I was just doing fan cams and just going to Chelsea games last season.
Yeah.
And this season, I just can't be bothered for it. Can't be bothered for it. That Man United game was my turning point. I was like, nope, I'm done. I'm finished.
Yeah, so bad that day. I couldn't believe it.
I've been to 3 games since then. Preston, yeah. I think Villa when we drew 0-0 and the Carabao Cup final. That's it. I might go to the semi-final.
I said he might, you know. Crazy. Hey, big up to a gal in the chat as well. Shout out to a gal. That's okay. Big up to a gal every single time. Before we carry on, though, people, run up the likes, people. Run up the likes. Don't worry, I'll get to any super chats in a second as well. But run up the likes. There's over 140 people here. Like, check 1212. We continue to share across all the socials, every social media app you are active on, and subscribe here to Sarcasm City TV. Road to 11K. Make sure you subscribe to Lewis's channel, Carefree Lewis G. The link is in the title as well. So when did the idea come about? And I commend you for this highly, because your daily live stream, Chelsea live stream, not only the way that you start it and it's just you talking to the camera, which is an idea that I was like, I need to incorporate that, and I did use that and still do to an extent, but less now. But actually I've used that, and I always salute you for that as well. And then you'll bring everybody on and it's absolutely chaotic, but it's organized chaos and it's entertaining chaos. Where did the idea come from for that? Where you're like, all right, I'm going to start off the stream, just me. And then all of a sudden, I'm then going to bring all these people on and just let it be chaos. But it's controlled chaos. It's like a Royal Rumble for wrestling fans in the chat. Like, it's chaotic. There's a lot of people in the ring. There's so much going on, as there's so much going on your streams, but you're still in control of that. Where was the idea where you came to mix those two things together for your daily streams?
I remember those people saying that they don't get to hear my opinion as much because I always start with the panel. So I think it was people. What game was it? It might have been when we lost 4-0 to Arsenal in that friendly. Yeah. Well, I just started it by myself and I just was ripping everybody for about 40 minutes. And people were like, yeah, stick to this format. Stick to this. This works. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool. No one complained. Alex moaned for a little bit at the start because he weren't getting the link early enough. But now everyone's cool with it.
Alex.
Yeah, big up, Alex. I love the setup of it as well. I keep trying to add more and more people into it as well. Just try to shake things up a little bit.
Yeah, but different opinions.
Yeah, different opinions, because the clashes are always amazing and they seem to pop up out of nowhere. Every time I say it's a quiet news day, I don't expect anything. Something pops off and everyone's just arguing over some craziness.
It's chaotic. And that's why I said, and how do you manage to, like I said, I've never seen anything like it in this content creator space where it is absolute madness. It's like, it's more than a Royal Rumble. It's like false count anywhere, hardcore matches, but there's like 40 people involved in it. But yet you still manage to control it enough that viral moments come out of it. How do you manage to do that?
I was gonna say, I don't really do much.
You do something, fam, trust me. You're not giving yourself enough credit. You do something. Because I've seen...
No, because these men will just start arguing between themselves. And I'll just be like, Ross, so we just stumbled into this then. Okay. All right, cool.
But that's it. Because if you cut it off, it would stop. But you know, I've watched you where there's times you'll let it go in regards to an argument, and there's times you'll cut it off and go, no, no, no. How do you know when to cut it off?
I rarely cut it off.
But it works. Trust me, family.
I think it just depends on how wild it is. And okay, it's got to be really wild, like Klazref talking about some crazy.
Yeah, doing some crazy things. Like, look, even
David Stoudemire. Even say that, Klazref, there's a different level with Klazref. So you don't even know. Even his normal stuff is weird as hell. Mm. But his extreme stuff, boy, crazy.
Yeah, it's look, Danish Maldini.
Oh, yeah, just one at a time. That's it.
One at a time, and that's another thing again that I've said, I've heard you say, and I'm like, yeah, boom. Like I've admitted people, like the one at a time I used to do on Man United's more where it's more solo dolo, the banner. They're all things I see Lewis do, and I was like, yeah, and there's other things I've incorporated and put my own spin on it, because you watch what works for other people, and especially people who are at the level you're trying to get to, and be like, all right, how can I incorporate that type of thing? Because like I say, what you do in regards to the chaos, I couldn't do. But you're just so cool, calm, and collected as it's going on. That's the craziest part.
Half the time, I'm just baked off my head too.
but it works. Like, it works because there's no one else that gets that many viral moments and clips with that many people on. Because you got sometimes 7, 8, 9, 10 people on the stream. And more often than not, how often, to me, I don't see that from any other channel. I do not see that where there's 9, 10 people on the stream and there's so many viral moments consistently. Where you're still getting great conversation, or actually great debate, I should say. So that's credit to you, because you've created an environment that works for it, family. Trust me. You'll give yourself
Dan, you know, it's just the right panelists as well. You got the right people in there.
You know how to scout, though, because everyone can't get on the channel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, that's what
I do like to try and let people in every now and then.
Yeah.
Just, well, I get that. You never know. That last time we did that, we got Jimmy and he absolutely flamed everyone inside.
Shout out Jimmy. That's someone I need to get.
Big up Jimmy.
I'm going to get him on here on a regular basis. I just got to get the right show.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a sick show.
Yeah, I've already spoken to him about it. Yeah. It's just, you know, dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's. Yo, fam, that shit is already too long as it is. If I bring in a third panelist, that show will be 3-4 hours. Like, that's what people say. Oh, why not? Because Lex keeps saying that to me about the Yardman show. Oh, why don't we find a Jamaican Arsenal fan? One, I don't know a Jamaican Arsenal fan. Two, with me, you, and Konecki, this show is already 2.5 hours long. If we add another one, this going to be it's gonna be a 90-minute game plus extra time plus penalties. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, that's what it is. But nah, I'm definitely going to get him on there as a special guest. But shout out to Jimmy. But I've got an idea for a show. Just another panelist that I'm looking for. And big up to Matisse in the cut as well, man. He says, come on, brothers. Hey, shout out to Matisse. You will see him on here at some point as well, people. No, exclusive people. Matisse will be here tomorrow, 10 p.m. UK time. So Matisse is one. So you're getting one at 4 p.m. You have to wait and see who that is. But 10 p.m. Matisse will be on. So 2 Sarcasm City specials tomorrow. It says, come on, brothers, that 10K looking crisp. Hey, appreciate it every single time, Matisse. But yeah, in regards to what I was talking about, and you've managed to go into that chaos lane, because even your watch-alongs are like that, where you've got multiple people. but it's still, and you seem to have the right blend. Like I say, man, you need to give yourself more credit because a lot of people couldn't do that. I'd struggle. I know
that. I hear that, but also to the panelists, gotta shout you man out as well. Because the channel's grown partly because of you, man. So if you're watching, big up, man. We don't ever forget you guys and your effort.
Facts. 100%. Without doubt. And yeah, man, every time Matisse, big up to Ryan as well. So the channel's going from strength to strength because during lockdown, do you remember around about how many the subscriber mark what you started at?
Was before around lockdown. 8K?
Okay, and now you're what? Roll to 40K now?
No. I think we're on 43 now.
See,
I think.
Geez, see, my astronomical number. I got the numbers wrong. Yeah, double check that, family. We're going to get these numbers right.
43K.
We're going to get these numbers right. Oh, so you're rolled to basically 45K/50K. So what was
that? Well, I'm the sort of guy, I'm never satisfied. Like, I want more.
Yeah, of course, fam.
Yeah, I should have been on more as well. But again, better late than never.
You're going to get there, family. Trust me. Like, trust me. And that's the drive that you have. And I seen that when we were streaming together, when we did that City-Chelsea game, like, oh, Lou's different. This is different. Like, without doubt. Like, the ability to do that, to not only maintain that energy, but keep an eye on everything that's going on, the chat, the soundboard, engaging the game. And then even after, you're doing a fan cam for Chelsea Fan TV. Afterwards, you're answering questions on the game as well. But what was the growth like during lockdown? Because to go from 8K to 43K is an absolutely ridiculous jump. So what was that journey like and blowing up even further?
Oh yeah, it was great. It came at the right time too, because you had the whole chaos with Lampard in his last few months. Then you had us win the Champions League, and like the 6 months after that, we were absolutely cooking as a football club, but we were also getting really good views as well. Which again kills the idea that you only do well when your team's losing. No, you do well when your team's doing well or losing. It's one or the other. So that's kind of where it started. Actually, to be honest, like Chelsea's just been chaotic in general the last 3 or 4 years. So there's always been something that's kind of boosted you up on the algorithm. Either Lampard or winning the Champions League or Club World Cup winners to being sanctioned, to Tuchel being sacked, to nearly going bankrupt, to Potter being sacked.
Mm.
Like, it's a lot. There's been a lot.
Got a lot going on. You have a hell of a lot going on. You do. Like, that's why I look forward to your streams. Like, genuinely. Like, I'm like, all right, let's see what Lewis has got to say.
What's going on at this mess?
I'm locked in. I'm fully locked in. Like, for real, for real. Before we continue, though, people, before we continue, let me just get to a couple of these super chats. Big up to C24 every single time. It says, big up to Snow Bunny Hunting Manem and my East African broski, Lewis. Two of my favorite YouTube content creators, although Flawless switched up after 10K. Hey, big up, C24. Love, man. Much appreciated. Big up every single time. Big up to Winter Surfer every single time. Says, yeah, Lewis, get controls of these streams with the laughing emojis like you were there causing chaos. Big up to De Niro, who says, big up Lewis, top man. Shout out to De Niro. And big up to Anderson St. John Ingleton, says, Flawless, big legend. Chelsea fan born in Chelsea as well. Hey, big up for the super chat. Appreciate the kind words as well. So, yeah, in regards to, like, so from the jump, so obviously all the way from the start, from 100% Chelsea, Chelsea Fan TV, you vlogging, fan cams, your own channel, then your own channel blowing up even more during lockdown as well. I have to ask, someone did mention it in the chat, what was it like signing the shirt when someone outside the ground asked you for your autograph?
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't expect that.
Talk about it.
Like, I was telling him, like, bro, I'm literally gonna ruin your shirt. But then he said, like, I got mount on the back, so it's a bit useless already. So I was like, all right, cool, whatever, let me sign it, might as well. But hey, so like, I don't know what you're gonna do with that autograph, but go for it, bro.
That's gonna be worth some money. That's gonna be worth some money soon. Don't get it mistaken. 100% at the rate.
Someone tried to get me to Someone asked me to autograph their ticket. I was getting like, I don't know what you're gonna do with it, but okay.
Money's.
I don't mind.
That's a money. I'm telling you. Look at the rate.
Hey, if they can get money off my autograph, I need to know how so I can start doing it.
It is, because the way, like you said, you're not sad. You literally went, family, from 8K to 43K in the space from the start of lockdown up until lockdown and now. Look at the growth. So you're going to get to 50K, 80K, 100k and so forth. Then the plaque comes in. Then more of the brand deals come in. You really do. And that's why it's important to do these shows, because you sell yourself short. And I've told you this privately. I'll tell you this publicly. You one of the best out here, period. That's why, that's not normal. How many content creators are out here getting asked for their autograph? Look at the chat. And this is what this show is all about, is giving people their flowers. And I get it, because you're a driven individual. And you're thinking how far along you've got to go. And you have goals and aspirations and things you're trying to accomplish. But don't forget, fam, how far along you've come on the journey. Look at all
I feel like until I get that plaque, I'm always going to be thinking, nah, I need more.
But because of your mindset, after the plaque, it'll be the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And that's right.
Then I want the next plaque.
Yes. And that keeps you hungry. However, what you're doing is not normal, family. You know what I'm saying? The accomplishment. It's like, as a team, I don't know, winning a treble. Fantastic accomplishment. Of course you want to go again and win more trophies, but that's still a fantastic accomplishment, you know what I'm saying, type of thing, especially in such a stacked market, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of content creators. You're one of the select few who's extremely successful, fam. There's a reason for that, for real.
I did think being one of the few guys to come out of lockdown with a positive was that's crazy. Yeah.
Like, it's true, family, because like I mentioned in the intro, you was a part of the first wave. And now you're here with the second wave of content creators. So that's me and others who were after the whole non-live streaming, fan cams after the game, previews, vlogs. So you got you got Troops, you got Rants, you got Expression, Saeed, etc. All the original.
Right, because even at that time, I thought I was a little bit of a small fry back then.
But everybody would kind of look like a small fry to a Troops or a Rants when these men are doing maybe, what, 200?
Yeah, everyone just remembers AFTV back in the day.
Because AFTV was the first. But don't sell yourself short, like, in regards to, not only was you a key part of that first wave, because you worked with everyone from that wave. Who don't know you from that first wave? Who have you not worked with that I just mentioned? That's it, fam.
Adam McCullough. Actually, I did one thing with him in 2020.
See? There's nobody who, one, you have
actually,
doesn't know you. That's what I'm saying, fam. There's a reason for that. So not only are you a part of that class and part of the first wave, the second wave now with the live streaming, so the likes of myself and all the other people that you see, you've lasted from then up until this point and working with me and working with others. And that's testament to you. How many of the first wave are no longer around or no longer successful? You managed to transcend, like a lot of people don't transcend the error.
That's crazy.
Facts, man. Like, you got to put it together. I get it, because I'm looking from the outside looking in, whereas you're on the inside of the situation, so you don't see it that way. A lot of people don't transcend their error. A lot of people from that first wave ain't here no more or aren't successful anymore. And there's a reason for that. You manage, like, fan cams and vlogs are one thing. But then, all right, can you transition to the live stream? And you've look at the transition you made, because you was already popping before it. And now look, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, trust me, fam.
Yeah.
Like, give people their flowers. Like, see, you got people saying stuff like that. AK, big up to you. Says
yeah, Lewis Matisse,
my favorite,
man.
Chelsea fan. TV content creators. Like, for real, someone mentioned it here. You're legit our Chelsea fans AFTV equivalent, which you are. And this is why I said,
I know, but that's also because we suck right now.
Yeah, but that's a testament to you, because you go to Chelsea Fan TV. What's the fan cam on the biggest numbers with the biggest interaction that everyone's looking for is yours. Yo, where's Lewis's fan? I do it. Where's Lewis's fan cam? Like, I watch others. I watch Fats. Scott, if he's there, for example. I see what Alex is saying after the game. Maybe if there's an interesting, maybe if there's one with bigger numbers than usual. Even when I'm on there, like, even when I've been fortunate enough to be on there because of you. And that's another thing as well. You've made a gateway for not just me, but a lot of other people as well you've put on. Like, you mentioned Jimmy, for example. I know Jimmy will talk about you in high regard. A Surfer, a Alex, the list goes on and on. The amount of people that you've put in position to be successful in this thing. Because being on your channel is no small feat. Like Shameless FC, for example. Look at Neil. Ryan. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on. Cam. Everyone you see on that show. You've helped so much. Trust me. I'm telling you, family. For real.
I know. I always look at it and think they've just been able to make the most of it. That's why I never really tried to take anyone's flowers off that.
But it's not taking their flowers, because you've helped them get their flowers. Like, that's
I get you. Yeah, I get you.
You're helping them get their flowers. Like, this Sarcasm City TV, like, I genuinely meant that when I said that at the start. And I was like, you cemented this for Chelsea fans in particular as this is a cool place to be. This is a great watch. Be here. Because before you, this was more, it was more United-based because I'm a United fan. And the other content creators I had on, Aaron, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'd worked with Saeed, I'd worked with Anuruddin. I wasn't working with Rants at that point. But those three in particular, it was like, oh, United. So it's more United. And there'd be the odd Chelsea fan, odd Arsenal fan, Liverpool. But then when you, I was like, shit, I'm just seeing hella Chelsea avies in the chat and still to this day. And this was 2 years ago. Like a Mediterranean medicine, it's because a real one like Lewis attracts real people. Facts.
See, big up, my guy, man. Appreciate you, bro.
See, there's people giving you your flowers, and that's what I'm here to do, and that's what this show is all about. Mm-hmm. And big up to CP as well, who's a prime example.
CP, my G.
Shout out to CP. Guarantee if we ask CP, he probably found me through you, which he did. Surfer the same, Victor, Prime, all of the Chelsea lot. Like, all of them. Like, so, yeah, man, gotta give you your credit. But in regards to your channel as well, obviously, roll to 50K. What is your plan with it now?
Honestly, just keep going. Like, I think maybe I want to start doing a couple more shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a weekly podcast running on the channel.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, like, the only thing I just keep thinking is that you just got to keep going, keep staying consistent. Even with the international break and everything, and the fact that I can barely even stream now because of jury duty, I'm still trying to find ways to just get regular content coming out.
No,
although, like, I know there'll be a day or two when I've got nothing to film, and that's okay. But all I'm thinking is just keep going. Can't stop. Just try new things. Keep doing what works. And yeah, we need to get to 100K as soon as possible.
Yeah, you're going to get
that. That's the thing. I just don't rest when it comes to YouTube. That's one thing I've realized.
Your work ethic, family, I'm telling you, is A1. So you're just looking to obviously carry on doing what you're doing, continue to grow, aim for 100K, which you are going to get, like, without doubt, as you continue to stream, and more shows on your channel. Now, I respect that because you're live every day.
And also, I've got to sort out the other stuff as well. It's the first year I'm doing my taxes and everything, so I've had to sort that out in the last few weeks.
Leveling up.
Yeah, just a lot. Just keep going. I want to try get to about hopefully 60K by the end of the year. That would be nice.
You don't get that.
I think more realistically is I'm more realistically looking at like 52-53K.
And that's still 50K is no small feat, fam. That's more capacity than the ground at Bridge. If you get 50K, you know what I'm saying? I had to put it into perspective.
Like, yeah,
that's not normal.
That'd be real. We should have renovated years ago.
Yeah, I hear you. But still, there's most grounds in England ain't 50K. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's not normal. But I get it. Your tunnel vision are like 100K, 150, 200. Fully get that. Mm-hmm. But never forget, family, how far you've come along. I'm telling you that right now. Like, for real, for real. And so even the chat saying it. Look, what I was talking about, they know that I'm not just chatting. Wait, 1 second. Hold up.
Big up to you guys in the chat, man. I appreciate you.
Big up Dan Silly, man. Every single time says, G, shout out.
Right, big up, Dan.
Big up Dan Silly, man. Every single time. Look, Danish Maldini, I found flawless through Lewis. Doug Run 66 says, I found you from Lewis. Big up, guys. Chloe says, Lewis is the reason why I watch other football content creators. I wouldn't know about this channel if it wasn't him. Anderson says, facts. You gave us a great voice to express ourselves. TKL says, I discovered Sarcasm City through Lewis too. C24 says, honestly,
wild.
Lewis channel. See, fam, you don't know these things. This is why, well, I be telling you, because for those that don't know, I tell Lewis this privately all of the time on a regular basis. And I'm glad you lot are in the chat. I just backing up what I already know so he can see this for himself. Like, for real. Like, without doubt. Like, so, yeah, as we were saying about the channel, it's just more about growth. Obviously, you've been working with brands as well, getting the brand deals, the sponsorships. Jerseys, FCs, etc., etc. Obviously you're looking for more brand deals, but is there anything in particular you're looking at in regards to that where you're like, all right, I want to work with such and such, or I'd like to work with this type of brand, or you're just like, take it as is, as the offers come in?
I'll be so real. It just depends on what it is, because I don't really know what I'm looking for in terms of brand deals. It's just, what are you offering me, in all honesty? Like, what are you giving me back? If you're offering me money or something, let's talk. That's or if you're offering me some good merch, cool. We'll work from there. But like, that's all I'm really thinking about when it comes to it. Yeah, I've had a couple, but like, I remember Lee Gunner also telling me about how half of them are fake. And some of them are just like viruses that try to take your whole Gmail account. So I'm trying not to take a lot of them too serious.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You have to be very, very careful with that. Shout out to Lee Gunner each and every time as well.
Big up.
And big up to Jason with the super chat, says big up Lewis and hashtag Poch out. And he put, and the FA Cup is ours. Big up to Jason every single time.
Oh, I hope so, man.
We're going to get to that. We're going to talk current Chelsea as well. Big up to Gaming for Life for the super sticker. Much appreciated. And again, big up to CP for joining the membership. Link for the membership is in the pinned comment. Before we continue, run up the likes, people. Run up the likes again. Let me check how many likes we are actually on. We are at 111 likes, not too shabby, but like check 1212. Let's get up to 150 likes. Hit the subscribe button here. It is rolled to 11K on the channel. Obviously, like we said to Lewis, rolled to 50K on his channel. Carefree Lewis G. The link is in the title as well. I get to any further super chats as the, if they do indeed come in, people. But now we've done the time jump, spoke about Lewis's past, etc., etc. But now to current Chelsea. Maurizio Pochettino, does he have any chance of being a success at Chelsea, in your opinion? Can he turn this around if the owners, because I think you admit that the platform and the board and everything around him isn't the best, but he should still be doing better. So where do you stand with it all?
He has to be here next season in order to be a success, and I don't want him here next season. So, like, as of right now, nope. I've seen he's going to be managing Soccer Aid in June. That needs to be his last ever game at Stamford Bridge. Not respectfully. It's Lampard versus Pochettino, by the way. Like, there's zero tactics in that game. Two of the worst managers in Chelsea history on either side of the dugout. That's an unfunny joke from Soccer Aid. But, hey, it is what it is. Just don't injure Hazard before the game. I beg. Because that guy has to go through Poch's training methods before that. That Gacon test might kill the poor guy. So, God knows. But he has to win literally every game for me to even entertain the argument of keeping Poch for another season. And even then, I don't want that. Damn. Even then, I'm going to think we could have been a lot higher in the table if we didn't balls up the first 6 months.
Yeah, so, that's true. I heard it.
Nah. He can't do anything for me. He can salvage the season. He can get us into the top six and win the FA Cup. We'll say you've salvaged it. But nah, I'm not going to want him to stay. Like, for me, it would have to take me going through next season with Pochettino and for him to give me a completely different Chelsea side for me to even entertain changing my mind personally on Pochettino. But for now, nope. All you can do is salvage the season. You can't change my mind on whether I want you to stay or go. I'll give you credit where credit's due. You did bring on the right people in the last game against Leicester. A bit late. Sterling should have been off immediately. But I'm not going to act like he didn't bring on the right players. Cool. He did one thing right. Mm. The problem is usually just a few things that you get right in a game. And it's not consistent. But hey, we have to see.
Do you think the board will sack him? And yeah, that's my first question. Do you think the board will sack him?
End of the season, yes. Now, I don't know if they're going to leave it till after Soccer Aid or not. Although
regardless.
Yeah, I think he's finished regardless. If he wins the FA Cup, they might start sniffing some copium and think, let's keep him for another season. But I hope not. I really hope not. Because there are so many managers up for grabs in the summer. And we're going to stick with this meaty coach. I'm good. Give me 1 sec. I need to switch my charger.
No stress, family. It's all good. No stress. Whilst Lewis just switches up his charger, people, run up the likes again. Hit the subscribe button. Big up to Anderson St. John Ingleton with another super chat says, we need Poch, but damn, I don't want him. Crazy. But yeah, go on, family. Carry on.
You said we need Poch.
That's what Anderson's saying. He's saying we need Poch, but damn, I don't want him. I think he's
saying that from a Chelsea perspective.
Yeah, Poch needs. Yeah, maybe Poch needs Poch needs Chelsea, but Chelsea don't need Poch.
Oh, he's saying we need Poch because there's no one to replace him. Okay. Well, I mean, right now there's still Hansi Flick. I'd still take him, but so I've accepted Poch isn't going anywhere till the end of the season. I also think if he gets sacked in the next few weeks, our ownership are even dumber than I gave him credit for. Because what would have taken you so long? You cannot give me a reason to sack him in 2-3 weeks that I couldn't have given you 2-3 months ago.
That's fair.
If that happens, I don't even think I could celebrate it. I'd just be fuming. I'd be like, you wasted so much of this season just to do it in April. Why? Why? You could have done this months ago and I would have credited your ruthlessness and your ability to at least admit you made another mistake.
Yeah.
But like now, no, that you don't get any redemption of sacking Pochettino. It's just, wow, bit late. Well, okay. They do it at the end of the season. Cool, I'll celebrate. Because as annoying as it is, it will at least make a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
But to do it now, you just look dumb. You look dumb, personally. You could have done it in December. Like I said, they should have left him at Old Trafford after that game.
They should have.
Don't even let him back on the coach.
Right.
Instead, he's been allowed to go lose in numerous games in embarrassing fashion and still keep his job.
So him winning the FA Cup changes nothing for you. Do you think it changes anything in the mind of the board?
Probably. Because we would have got into Europa League and they'll say that was progress.
Okay.
Which I don't understand. I don't get, but I hope regardless they agree that it's been too much this season.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me just can't trust their ego in this situation. And I think they'll pat themselves on the back if they win the FA Cup and get the Europa League. And they'll be like, see? Yeah, we were correct. We were correct. That's why they've kept Poch for so long. So it's the only thing that makes sense.
You reckon if they don't want to be wrong and they're like...
That's why Potter lost for so long too.
Jesus. So when do you start looking, I know you have been, but when do you start looking at the board even more and go, yes, managers haven't been good enough, but the people making these decisions are not good enough. Something has to change.
No, like I've already been looking at them. It's just, I feel people want to focus on them more than the manager, which if you want to, I'm not going to talk you down from it. Like they've not done anything to really be defended for, but I do believe a better manager gets more out of this team. And if we get more out of this team and we're higher up the table, there's a lot less complaints. Yeah. You're talking about experience to stay higher up the table. So with that in mind, all of this instability and all of these question marks are coming from the stuff on the pitch, which I'm directly looking at the manager first and foremost for, over the inexperienced players. Because if the players are inexperienced and they need a better structure, they need better game management, they need better mentality from the manager, and the manager doesn't give me any of those three. So I have to look at the manager first. And that's not... But the thing is, when I say that, people think I'm deflecting away from the directors. I've never said the directors shouldn't hold smoke.
Got you.
Never said that. But people think because I focus so much on Poch, I'm blindly defending Bowley. Yeah. Or I'm defending the directors. No, the directors could be sacked tomorrow. Great. I'm here for it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But the bigger thing for me is this manager's an idiot. And these players are just stagnating until he's gone. So get rid of him first. And like I would just hope and pray that they would bring in the right person. I know like they've not done anything to warrant that trust, but I would rather take that risk again and stick with this manager for another day. So, I don't know. We ain't going to go till the end of the season. I don't know who we're going to bring in after that. I'd hope it's somebody that can get more out of the players. But as of right now, the only thing I know for certain is Poch ain't that guy. And people say, like, oh, maybe Pochettino ain't the right guy to lead us to a league title, but he can still get us higher up the table. Well, if you don't think he's the right guy for a league title, why are you being loyal to him?
Yeah, why is he here? Surely it should be.
That's it. Yeah. When Liverpool brought in Jurgen Klopp and they were mid-table, they believed Jurgen Klopp was the man that was going to take him to the top.
Yes, that was the aim.
Same thing when they brought in Pep Guardiola. Same thing when we brought in Conte.
Yes. The aim is the top. Yeah.
For what you think, all Poch can at least get us back into top six. Oh, get out. like that's the end goal.
It's just insane
levels of copium.
Yes, and I see you dealing with that every day. And what's that like, having to deal when the manager's clearly underperforming, despite what you think of the players, despite what you think of the board, despite what you think of people making decisions at Chelsea? Poch is clearly not up to the standard of where Chelsea want to go. So what is it like, not only being getting pushback in your chat when you're doing live streams, but also, like we mentioned it before, like Alex and fan cams and things of that nature? What is that like?
That'd be so real. It disgusts me. Because this is the exact same mindset that we mocked clubs like Arsenal for having in 2020. We took the piss out of them for having this bozo mindset where they sat in 15th, 16th at the table.
Yeah.
And here we are drinking the same Kool-Aid that they drank back in 2020. Do you know that? Like, that's the thing that hurts the most. Forget even Pochettino. Forget even where Chelsea are. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that some of these fans are okay with it. Some of these fans are accepting, oh, we're not in the Roman era anymore, but you'll scream Bowley out. You'll scream Clearlake out. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to Pochettino, you'll say, oh, but we're not in the Roman era anymore. Pick a side. Is it an excuse or is it something you're trying to fight against? Mm-hmm. You can't have both. You can't have both. You want it to be the Roman era? Well, this guy would have been gone months ago. Probably wouldn't have even been hired.
He would have definitely been sacked if he had been hired.
So, like, that's the worst thing, if anything, just watching the fans allow and accept and thrive in the standards being lowered.
Because
the one thing I knew about Chelsea growing up, the standards were high. Like, I remember Ancelotti being sacked because we went trophyless and we finished second that season. We came back from fifth to finish second, and like, he still got sacked, and that was still looked as a failure.
Yeah.
Now we're in 11th, saying it's okay, got a couple injuries, it's understandable. I get us being in 11th, 11th place, because we have a few injuries. Oh, we brought in a bunch of inexperienced players. That's why my team's 11th. Like, it's ridiculous. But, like, I learned a lot about my fan base this season. Last season, it was calm. Take the piss and everything. Like, it's the first time we've seen us be a mid-table club. Whatever. Road to 40 points and all that. Let's have a laugh. This season, it's not funny anymore. It's not funny anymore.
Not even a little bit. It's not funny anymore.
Nah, people are just accepting this crap, and it's crazy.
That is nuts. That it is. And the pushback I see you receive for it is crazy. And I look like, right, it's the aim. Forget where Chelsea are at, like, currently, whether you think they're of a level to go and compete or win the major trophies. The aim should be that. That's why I always say the aim should be that. You should have a manager in charge that you believe can do that. You should have players in the squad that you believe can be at that level. There should be an approach to things where, again, aim. Because people have tried to use that against me. Someone said that. What was the show? It was the Yardman show. And someone in the chat was like, oh, Manchester United are not of the level anymore of Real Madrid or Manchester City. Well, of course not. Nobody's ever saying that. What I'm talking about is the aim should be that. That's always should be the aim. Same way, even you mentioned Ancelotti, one of your most successful managers. Mourinho, one of your most successful managers. They fell short at times. They didn't always win the Premier League. But the aim was to win the Premier League. That was always the standard. And same with Sir Alex Ferguson didn't win every year. Same way Pep, Klopp, any pick a top manager, Wenger, whoever in the Premier League era. But the aim was always that. So the acceptance of it is crazy. But again, a lot of people, if they have a personal attachment to a manager, will just let things slide. Or they're just blind. Or some people are just blinded by their love for the football club. Because a manager is in charge, you should back him regardless. Nonsense. Really is. Never see. I think it's so foolish. So yeah, in regards to an ideal world for you, Poch being sacked. But like you said, if you do win the FA Cup, is that then not a double-edged sword? Because if you win the FA Cup, not only is there a trophy for Poch, you also potentially get into Europe, and then the board will say, yeah, let's keep him for a next season. So what would you like to see? Let's say that happens hypothetically. You win the FA Cup, Poch stays. What would you then like to see next year? Or are you just writing it off from the jump?
Sack Poch. Genuinely, just sack Poch. I'll go into Europa League. We'll have a good chance of winning the competition. There's two opportunities to get into the Champions League and keep progressing. That would just be it. Even if they choose to keep Poch, I still think he digs his grave, but just hopefully they'd pull the trigger a bit early. But honestly, even if they do it early, the fact that he would last past that season would be a failure in itself. He has to go regardless. Like, win or lose, get him out. Season's done. Thank you for the trophy. Or if he doesn't win that, thanks for nothing, can leave.
First, jeez. Okay, so then let's say hypothetically you don't win the, you finish 10th, 11th, don't win the FA Cup, Poch is then sacked. Despite the manager, would you like to see a change in how you're recruiting players? Because it seems to be this, all right, let's go and get the best players 23 and under, or players of quality and potential, rather than not ready-made stars, but more seasoned players.
See, here's the thing. Like, you can get young players with elements of experience in the team. The bigger thing is the manager. Before we get into any of that, like, you need a manager of a competent structure and a manager who can coach and get better out of players. So if you do that first, then like, experience will help you. But we're talking about experience just getting to European places. I don't necessarily need that as of right now. Like, I don't mind us going for experienced names. It just depends on who's out there. Because like, we've done the experience thing in the Roman era, and we've bought a bunch of flops. You need to bring in the right names.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the idea that our fan base just complains whenever they see anybody young, because some young players are actually pretty good.
Rather quality.
You look at Cole Palmer. Like, he's not necessarily experienced, but he's balling out.
Yes.
It just depends on the right players that you bring in. That's it, first and foremost. Like, I've seen inexperienced Arsenal teams make the Champions League semi-finals, go into title races. If you're a good coach, you'll get the best out of the tools that you have. And if that was the case, we wouldn't be talking about experience. Or we would to get into fourth. And that's a completely different ball game. I'll hear all of that if we're talking about fourth. We're talking about seventh, sixth. Like, no, I don't need that. No. I've seen Tottenham just lose Harry Kane. The whole Harry Kane, and they're pushing for fourth.
They are pushing, yes, that is true. That is true.
Brighton have lost how many key players from last season, and we still can't go above them in the table.
You right?
Like, that's why, to me, experience to a point is just waffle. It's just waffle. Get me a better coach. But for some reason, everyone's doing this big defence league for Pochettino because he sounds a little bit emotional and people feel bad for him.
So you reckon that's what it is? He's pulling on people's heartstrings?
Oh, definitely. It's the only thing that makes a bit of sense. Or other, or fans just want Poch to win something so they can rub it into their Tottenham mates.
It could be that. That's a good point. It could be that type of thing.
Oh, it definitely is. That's why so many fans turned against Poch after we didn't win the cup final. Like, if any one game in the last 3 months has been a turning point for you of Pochettino, you're a disgrace. You're absolute disgrace. Like, we haven't been leaning into that all season.
So would you say the percentage is now more so in the fan base? And this is obviously a rough estimate, but just from what you've seen, Poch in, Poch out, what would you say the percentage? Would you say it's 50-50, 60-40? Where would you say it's at? 70-30?
65-35.
To Poch out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Poch out, I think a lot more match-going fans have turned against Poch in the last few games. He still has a vocal group of fans supporting him for some reason. They're still there. So I'd say around 35%, but I think more fans have turned Poch out within the last month. Again, better late than never, but if we moved after United, showed some ruthlessness, he could have been gone time ago.
Yeah,
and maybe the fact he survived United, survived Everton, survived Middlesbrough, survived both Wolves defeats, including the 4-2 at home. It's just been disgusting, personally, but hey, That's where our clubs got to, man.
Spill is disgusting. And man, Warrior Jay mentioned it about you not going to matches. Obviously, you've been doing watch along, so the content's still been there. Is it you're not going back to matches until Poch is gone? Is that where you're at with it?
No. Like, part of it's been because the taxes and everything as well. So I just thought, let me just save my money for this season. I spent a lot last season too, so I can't be bothered. But I'm going to do a few more games before the end of the season, including potentially the semi-final and hopefully the final. But other than that, nah, I'm just going to skip everything. Although if Poch does get sacked, I'm going to make it a mission to be at the next game. Just as a statement. Yeah, Poch is gone. I'm back. We've beaten terrorism.
I respect the pay. I really, really do. And do you think you get past City in the FA Cup semi-final?
Ah, God willing.
I've said this from a Manchester United perspective. You must.
Oh, I hope so, man. We've got to end their treble. Cool.
Yes.
Cool. I guess it must be done.
Real Madrid, because you played
the hands of the Blue Brother.
Yeah, because you played them 3 days after the second leg that they play against Madrid.
That's the thing. I need that to go to extra time. Stretch them out a little bit, tie them out. We might have a little bit of hope.
I need you lot to do the business, man.
The only problem is we still have an idiot in charge. You could still balls up the game if we're in control like he did last time.
Fez. And before we close out and everything like that, I got to ask you about this show, because I get asked about it all the time. Fortunate enough to be one of the quartet on it, the Back Again podcast, because it is the one show I get asked about daily. Whether it's when is the live stream, if it's before, if a game's going on and the live stream's coming up, or make sure you say you cook such and such, or you say this to Lewis, or say this to Sam, or get at troops, etc., etc. And same way, recaps and people always showing love. So what's that like? Because for me, obviously, I'm working with you. I'm a big fan of Troops the same, and Sam's my don as well. So is it like being on the Back Again podcast permanently? Because we was all rotating guests. And make sure you check out the show with Troops, the Sarcasm City special, yesterday as well, people. Great conversation. Spoke about his backstory up until now, like the same way we've just done here with Lewis. But what's that like being a permanent fixture on that? Because obviously you've worked with Troops many times before.
Oh, I love it. I've wanted to do a regular show of Troops as well. The fact that we've been able to link up with you as well and to add a Sam into the mix is a great combination. Great combination. That show is going to be going places in the next year or two. I'm very excited to see where that pod ends up. But, it's a good roller coaster. It's just a shame we're doing this while my club's in the mud. If we ran this in 2021, it would have been just that little bit more sweeter. But hey, the one thing like I will stand by is I don't believe my club is finished. I think we're just in a bad phase. Mm-hmm. I do believe a lot of our players are just underperforming, and I think a lot of it comes down to this manager. And if I'm correct, and we get rid of Poch, next season will be a big redemption season for this football club. Mm-hmm. And I need it. I really need it. And also this FA Cup. I'm dying for a trophy. Losing that Carabao Cup hurts. So that felt like my Baku. Genuinely felt like my Baku.
Even though it was Carabao Cup.
It's just because we didn't get whooped that it didn't completely feel like it. But it was more like a game that we should have won, a final we should have won, and we just completely fumbled it. Because Arsenal should have won that final on paper. We had about 3-4 injuries going into that game. Kante playing in a knee brace. Ruben was out. Hudson-Odoi was out.
Jesus.
Sarri was beefing Chelsea players the day before that match. We were already third, so we didn't need to win. We already got into the Champions League. So it all looked like an Arsenal. It all looked like it was leaning towards an Arsenal victory. Just bopped them off the park. And that's what it felt like with this game. Because people say Chelsea had the chances to win. Like, don't get it twisted. We were only good in the last 20 minutes. That was because Liverpool played 3 days before. That extra time showing against that under-18 Liverpool side is the single most embarrassing thing I've ever been live to witness.
Jeez.
Crazy. Embarrassing. Actually, no, second. Like, still losing in 17-18 to that pointless Palace side who hadn't scored yet. That's still up there. But that final, disgraceful. Disgraceful. Damn. And a lot of the individual performances, like Enzo, for example, like I will say Enzo needs a better manager to get the best out of him. Yeah. But after that final performance, I was like, shit, you know what? If people are getting at you, I kind of get
it. You can't defend
it. I kind of get it. Like, I remember I saw Hamza and Egal going at him on A-listers. I was like, go for it. You know what? I don't even care. You are absolutely stinky in that game. That was a final. I still need you to turn up, especially against that midfield in extra time. So it's like, I need more.
Yeah, you should be stepping up and balling out. Is there anyone else in that final from the individual player perspective you look at and go, yeah?
I said Caicedo at the time, but I watched it back and I was very wrong. Caicedo was one of our only few good players yet again. Gallagher. Although, like I said, it would be so, if people think I have a Gallagher agenda, it would be so easy for me to just blame him for the final and be over and done with. I don't even need to just delve into it. Just say, oh, we missed our chances, like everybody else says. But no. Who else was poor? Well, to be honest, there was only three good players. It was Petrovic, Petrovic, Caicedo, and Jackson. They were the only good ones. Palmer started slowly. Gusto started slowly. De Sassi and Cole started slowly. Enzo wasn't good enough. Mudryk and Madueke came on and did absolutely nothing. Like, it was just terrible all round.
That's
why I don't get people saying, oh, we should have won that game. Why? We're only good for 20 minutes.
People just look at the chances. That's what it is. People just look at the chances.
That's what I hate. That's why I feel like there is so much gaslighting when it comes to Chelsea this season. There's gaslighting over our individual players because we're 11th. There's gaslighting over our games because there will always be a period where we make a high volume of chances and they just blame them instead of actually looking at the whole 90-minute game because half of the fan base just watches those 3-minute Sky Sports highlights.
Yeah.
Gaslighting over the manager because they think the players are the bigger issue. Like this season might genuinely have taken more out of me than last season.
Damn.
Last season I could at least just make some humor out of it. This season I've been fighting for my life on everything. And it's driven me insane. Genuinely. I need the season over. Season over.
Hey, you still got the FA Cup semi-finals to look forward to though. It's not totally over.
Look forward to, but I mean, we're playing a whole Man City, innit?
Hey, you must. I ain't trying to see City enough.
I remember the whole pub for the United Liverpool game was so gassed. They were literally all doing United chants at 4-3 up.
Really?
And then, everyone's going, United, United, United. And that's a Chelsea pub as well.
That's
straight
crazy.
Out of the Leicester game.
That is crazy.
And then we see 1 and 2 get pulled out. Coventry City's first up. Everyone's cheering. And then they see Manchester United.
Let's go.
Never seen a pub just go from up to like that. Because we just realized, oh, we got City in it. All of that was for nothing. All of that was for nothing. We went and got fucking Man City.
Because stylistically, you match up well against City. The two games you played, you could argue you should have won both of them in the league. Are Manchester City favorites? Yes. Do I believe they'll win the game? Yes. However, Chelsea have a better chance of knocking out Manchester City than Manchester United do. And big up to Vader who says Flawless wants to face Chelsea so bad in the fact. Yeah, because we got a shot. We don't necessarily guarantee do I go into that final and go, we definitely win it. Well, I'll put it this way. We have much more of a chance against Chelsea in the FA Cup final than City. If we lose to City, I'm drinking before the game.
If it was the reverse, I'm a United fan.
Yes. Like, that's it. Yes, see? And you match up
style. Like, yeah, you don't need to beat City if that was the case. But, like, I hear it.
I'm drinking before the game. I'm going to go to my pops's and my dad and start drinking before the game if it's a Manchester derby. Because it's like deja vu. Like, Saeed tried to say this on his channel and then had to revert back talking about, yeah, revenge. Do you know who we are? Do you know the manager we have? Do you know the team we have? We match up stylistically. We are all wrong for Manchester City. I mean, Manchester City are all wrong for us. That's why Chelsea hey, they must. And then we have a chance in the final. Again, when I say we're favourites for that, yeah, is it guaranteed we win? No. But we have a much better chance against Chelsea. If we get City, that's the first final I've ever been. If it is a Manchester Derby final, it'll be the first final I'm not looking forward to. Because even last year, I thought, yeah, we got a shot. This year, nah. So you must.
I hear it.
I'm Chelsea.
I do want to see what comes out. Poch's losing final streak or Mount's losing Wembley record.
Yeah, Mount. Yo. Nah, it'd be Poch because Mount, he don't touch pitch. You know what I'm saying? He gets here, nigga, damn minutes. He don't touch pitch.
Yep. Yeah, but that's what worries me. Mason Mount off the bench getting some jammy goal against us. Like, the season has been bad enough without that sort of ending. I don't think I'd go live. I just drop a picture at the airport going to Amsterdam and just be like, peace.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. I'll go live after. You know what I'm saying? I'll go live after. If Mason Mount scores the winner, that would just be ironic. That would be ironic if Mason Mount gets the winner.
I actually don't know if I'd be angry or if I'd just start laughing at that point. Just turn like into a joker.
Season ends. Yeah, that is a joker moment. It is. And to prime you, ask me flawless, you think United would be favourites against Chelsea? And that, yes, I do think we'd be favourites against you lot. 100%.
I can't even call us favourites again. So we need to beat United first before we even get to that point.
Even that game at the Bridge, I give us slight favourites in that, but I think it'll be a draw. Because that's in a couple of weeks after the international break. I think that's the fourth.
Yeah, the Thursday after. Yeah. Or a Thursday night kickoff.
So that's what I think it is.
I'm thinking I might go to that one. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, go pull up. Flawless tell Lewis he's an absolute...
Big up, my guy. No, but I was thinking, because I know we're going to do back again on the Friday morning. So I'm thinking like, I might stream in the evening, so I've at least done my content. Plus, I'm ready for something to piss me off in that game, because that fixture always does. Remember last season, you got absolutely cooked us at the Bridge. We went 1-0 up with a jammy penalty. I thought, I don't know how we're doing this, but give me this victory. I've waited years. And that Casemiro equaliser in like the 95th minute.
Crazy. That header was
fuming.
Crazy.
I was like, really? Again? Again? Fucking again someone gets a jammy equaliser.
Love
every
that.
Time I think we're in a good position to beat Man United, some bullshit happens. The year before, we don't finish our chance and Jorginho just gives Sancho his first goal.
He did. That was crazy. Callum Hudson-Odoi and others just missing enough chances in that game. It was crazy. You might miss so many chances.
Then we went to Old Trafford and it was just Havertz stinking up Trafford. Oh, it's fucking annoying, that fixture. We were in 1920 where we had the two offside goals. Batshuayi getting kicked in the nuts by Maguire. He didn't get sent off and he bagged the second. We always get the worst luck in that fixture. The worst. Then Maguire should have got another penalty in the year after that and we didn't get it. There's 2-0-0s that season. That was a lockdown season. Yeah, our record against you lot sucks. That needs to end. That's the first thing carry on. Can do if he wants to turn things around. Change that record.
I need that to carry on. Need to beat you lot at the Bridge in the league. I don't know the last time we beat you lot at the Bridge. It's been a minute in the Premier League. Can't even remember. That's 2020. Who was the game?
Who scored? The Maguire one.
Was that the last time? I was thinking it was under Ollie. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that was Ollie.
Year. Oh, was it Ollie? Yeah. Oh, yeah, when we went there with Lingard in the false nine. Oh, yeah, that was there. Martial scored.
And Martial scored in Maguire.
I'm thinking of the FA Cup because we beat you lot in the FA Cup there as well. I think
when I first met Saeed.
Yeah. That's crazy. But now we need to beat you lot in the league and an FA Cup. I'm not saying don't cut out Coventry. We'll get past Coventry. Bad as these players are, I'm confident going into that game. We'll get past Coventry.
Soon. Yeah, I don't see Coventry pulling anything out.
And that's no disrespect to Coventry. That's any championship side. It could be Leicester. It could be Leeds. We'll beat any championship side in the semi-final of the FA Cup. Don't mean it'll be pretty. Don't mean it'll be great football. Don't mean we. I'm not saying we walk through them. It could be a 1-0, 2-1 type thing, but we'll win the game. So, yes, I will count out Coventry. I'm sorry. And that's not even disrespectful.
Should be beating the championship team, simple-wise.
Yeah. Like, that's where it should be. But, Lewis, man, great show, man. Always great chopping up with you. Like I said, this show about all giving you your flowers Anything else you want to add to the people, them, anything else we might have missed that you want to talk about or mention?
Yeah, no, it's just been another great show. I enjoyed hopping on for these ones, so it's great to be back and everything. Big up to the chat. Appreciate all the love from you guys. It's been a really good show. I've enjoyed a lot of you guys' comments. I'm going to try get another video up tomorrow. I'll figure out what I'm going to talk about, but there's a couple topics on my mind, so there'll be something out tomorrow. And, yeah. I don't know when we'll be streaming, but I might try get a stream up for Thursday. So keep a lookout for that. And yeah, big up, my guy. Great to be back on.
And obviously, we're going to keep running these specials regardless because there's always something new. And I'm glad we've got to sit down and actually talk about your backstory as well. So we can look back at this months and years later and come back to this. So yeah, big up to everyone who has been locked in. Let me make sure I didn't miss any super chats or anything else that I starred as well. One second, let me see. Big up to C24 for this super chat. Says, the Chelsea fans who are still loyal to Poch, I strongly believe they enjoy abusive relationships in their personal lives. Stop allowing Poch to abuse you, with laughing emoji, says C24. That is crazy. But I hear you, man.
Either that or they're just one of them guys who refuse to admit they're wrong about anything.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You just have to. You have to. Big up to Carsten as well, who says, your intro got me. Yes, don't miss chances to tell people or parents what they are for you or that you love them. I wasted years. Unfortunately, I taken my time when my dad got ill. You regret it. Big up to you, Carsten. This is a fantastic comment in regards to it. And that's what this show is all about. But I fully agree with you, Carsten. Do this in life. And I do that. Give people their flowers, including yourself. And that's why my thought process behind this show. And the fact that Lewis says, yeah, I love doing these, is because it's like, right, it's all about giving content creators their flowers. Like I said at the start, don't wait till someone's not here and passed away to say how great they are, what they did, and how they impacted you, and how much you was a fan and loved their content. Like, no. Give people their flowers while they can still smell them. That's what it is. So big up to you.
I hope the best for your family.
Yes, 110%. Big up to my guy, Rawls, as well, man. Says, big up the man, them, apart from AFTV.
Big up, bro. Prime.
I never really watch football content creators until you, man. Hey, big up to Ross every single time. Big up to my guy King,
who says, see you at the bridge again soon.
Yeah, Ross will be there soon. I've always said it, the back again is one of the best and funniest podcasts on YouTube. Love King every single time. Black Diamond says, Sarcasm City Legends Edition Part 2, been absolute fire. Hey, big up Black Diamond every single time. LOL Back Again podcast is one of them ones, says C24. Big up to my guy Vader in the cut every single time as well. Yes, gaming for life. Lewis is
all the managers above Chelsea.
Yeah. So of like all the managers above Chelsea, which ones would you take? Large up, flawless, and carefree.
If it's over Pochettino, just in general, I'd probably take all of them. But in terms of who I want to bring in, Pep, Klopp, I give De Zerbi a go. I'm not really too sure about his defending, but I know he's good structurally in midfield and attack. Who else is there? Ange. I'd bring in Ange. Emery. Not Arteta. One Arteta. Yeah, that'll be about it.
Fez. Big up to Vader every single time as well. Gaming for life, got to that already. Big up to you, C24. I presume that was the super chat you was talking about. If I missed one, let me know. Yeah, second that. Lewis is a legend, says Ravi. Thanks, Flawless, for getting the best on your channel. And yeah, man, this content also for you, look. It's also allowed to give people, content creators, their flowers as well. Like I said, get their backstory away from what's currently going on at their football clubs as well. Big up to Kings. Big up Flawless and Lewis for this great episode with the fire emojis as well. Big up to Anderson. Says, creating legendary content. Flawless, keep pushing, King. Hey, much, much, much appreciated for that.
Big up, bro.
As well, man. Big up to my guy, Sheik. Says, Flawless, you deserve flowers as well for doing this type of content. Hey, appreciate it, Sheik, man. You lot make sure.
Of course, man. You're a hard worker as well, bro.
Love, family.
That's what I was saying. 10K has been way overdue for you, the amount of work that you put into this thing.
And we got
now you got to first 10K, the next 10K will be a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah, we're getting there. 100%, man. That is definitely the aim, is the next 10K. We're going to keep the show on the road. But you lot, make sure you subscribe to Lewis's channel, Carefree Lewis G. Link is in the title. Let me know who's live to raid as well, people. Let me know who's live. Lewis, again, anything you want to add, let me know what you got coming up. Till the end of the season, actually. You know what I'm saying? anything big planned or just anything in general?
Just still following Chelsea throughout the rest of this abomination of a season. I'm going to try get Capital Conflict running in the next few days. But like, there'll be one or two streams this week. The rest will probably be videos, if there's anything, just because jury duty is a fucking nightmare and it's just dragged the rest of my evenings off. But I guess I'm getting used to waking up early for the first time in about 6 years.
Yeah,
which crazy. I guess is all right, but we move.
That is crazy. And you're not saying rats. Yeah, go for it.
No, I was going to say, this is the one thing I liked about being self-employed and everything. I wake up on my own time. I do not like waking up in the AM, bruv. It stinks.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. That is one of the biggest benefits to this. As much as you can be tired, like waking up, so like early afternoon or later afternoon.
Especially, so I've been in jury duty for 2 days. I haven't even been on a fucking case yet. I've just sat there for 7 hours on my phone, just rotting.
Do you have to do it if they shout you for it?
Yeah. You could get a letter into your yard any day saying you've been selected.
What That's happens it. If you don't open the letter?
Well, shit, I sent you the letter.
Oh, did he send you the letter? Right, I'm just asking.
Yeah, so no, because they'll send you another one in it, because you need to confirm if you can make that date or if you want to defer it for another date in the next year. But you have to do it, because it's your legal obligation and everything. Although I'll take the fact that I've done nothing for the last 2 days, because I got to leave early today. Hopefully it means tomorrow's the same, so I can leave early again and go football, but get this 2 weeks over and done with, and then I can just go back to my normal pattern and just streaming normally and doing the shit I enjoy doing. Plus, I'm also going to claim loss of earnings, so I can get the maximum back.
Get your bread back.
Yeah, if I can get 6 bills for this, then you know what? Give me another week. Fuck it. Yeah. I'll be
there. Serious, get your bread. Big up to A Solomon, says big up to Mandan, big up Lewis. Get Raheem Shillings out of my club. Big up to you, A Solomon, been a member of the channel.
Get that fraud gone.
Oh, so you're done with Sterling, yeah? After that performance.
I'm finished with him. He is too much of a volume player for me. Boring.
Fez.
Give Mudrick them minutes, give Madueke them minutes, give Chukwuemeka them minutes. They can actually dribble past players and try to shoot.
Fair enough. And on that note, people, we will close out. We will redirect to rant. So just put Sarcasm City Raid in capital letters in the chat. Hope you lot have enjoyed the specials. I'll be running them all week long. So tomorrow, we've got one at 4 p.m. You have to wait and see who the special guest is. And then 10 p.m. on with Matisse, who was in the chat here earlier. So big up to Matisse. So 2 tomorrow, 1 Thursday, 1 on Friday, 1 on Thursday, 8:30 p.m., 1 on Friday, 10:30 p.m., Sundays, 50-50. It could be, we're looking at like 4:30, 5:30, but just keep a lookout on the upcoming live stream schedule. And we're back live tonight on the playback as well, people. NBA watch along on the playback. San Antonio Spurs versus Dallas Mavericks. So make sure, if you're an NBA fan, www.playback.tv/SarcasmCityTV, or download the playback app. And if you have an NBA league pass, you can watch along with us on the screen. And on top of that, don't forget, if these are your favorite shows, there's a playlist for these specials on the channel. So you click on the playlist and you'll see all the shows as well. And on top of all that, you lot are very good at taking in information. This show, all the other specials on the channel are available on audio only platforms. So whether it's Lewis's, whether it's the one with Troops or another one, people, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts, you can get us in audio only form as well. Lewis, my brother, love, man. Thoroughly enjoyed this, man. I love for everything you've done for man in this space as well.
But come on, man. The only way is up for both of us, man. Every time.
We'll get there. And yes, people, this has been the Sarcasm City TV special. A Sarcasm City TV special with special guest Carefree Lewis G live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.